Tayyip Erdogan has voiced strong support for Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, in its war against Israel. But at the same time, analysts say Turkey remains a vital energy transit route for Israel.
During his visit to Ankara this month, Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian called on countries delivering oil to Israel to cut their supplies in response to the Israeli assault on Gaza. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan ignored the call. Analysts say because Turkey remains a key transit country for Israeli oil through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. Despite Erdogan ramping up his rhetoric against Israel and calling Hamas a liberation movement, the flow of oil through Turkey to Israel continues. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Israeli army says its forces are battling Hamas fighters inside Gaza's largest city, signaling a major new stage a month into a war that has claimed thousands of lives and leveled swaths of the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is likely to maintain control of security in Gaza once Hamas is defeated. The move into Gaza City risks a further escalation in casualties 1 month into the war. Five hostages of Hamas are free, offering some hope to the families of others snatched in southern Israel during the militants' deadly rampage on October 7th. The families of those still in captivity have questions, such as why progress has been slow and why some and not others are being released. Israel in late October announced its first hostage rescue, that of Army Private Ori Megdish. Hamas had earlier released Judith and Natalie Renan, mother and daughter, and Yeshevet Lifshitz, 85, along with 79-year-old Nurit Cooper. Hamas said it would let the others go in return for thousands of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, which has dismissed the offer. This is VOA News.